I used to feel that rock and roll was a spiritual thing.
You're listening to Free Range Radio on UMFM.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Spiritual thing.
Oh, I can dig it. Yes, sir. Oh, look at this. Kinds of fanciness now. Confused by all these new labels. Hey, it's Free Range Radio time, Thursday night. That means it's steel-belted Free Range Radio, don't you know? My name's Jeff here till 8 o'clock, playing you good music. You like good music? Huh? I bet you do. Then just stick around. Guaranteed you'll hear some officially good music. And we can play you the music that you want to hear, too. 204-269-8636, 269-UMFM. You can email me. I like that. Jeff at tellthebandtogohome.com. You can find us on the Facebook, on the Twitter. I'm Jeff Robson here as a twit. I am also Jeff Robson here at the University of Manitoba on this lovely evening. And thanks for stopping in. Some big shows coming up in the next little while, that's for sure. We'll talk about that. Got some new music perhaps we'll try out on you. But first, I just want to sit back and remember the days gone by. Ah, it was magical, wasn't it? On the weekend, I think it was. Were you there? Did you see the Bedini Band at the Sunset Saloon or the Times Changed? If not, you're a bit of a schmuck, but I still love you, you know? Well, we'll play something from the Bedini Band, but first, I finally got my CD copy of this record. Member of Bedini Band, former Rio Static, guy who's played with a lot of people. We'll play you one of those people in this set as well. His name is Don Kerr, and he's a pretty swell guy, and he has a pretty swell record called Get Down, Get Together. He calls himself Communism, and I forgot to ask him whether he thought twice about that title or not. But it's a great record. You should look it up. Here's something off of it. You're listening to Steel Belted Radio.
She's a queen, mother, sister, daughter, neighbor, lover. He's a king, father, brother, son of every stranger. We sing, sounds better when we get together. One thing we got to learn to do. Take care of each other. Take care of each other. Take care of each other.
Rich, 99 are poor. Some legal hits we didn't vote for. All systems go into the gutter. Time to try another. Take care of each other. Take care of each other. Take care of each other. Take in charge, can you take the heat? We take what's ours, we take the cake. We've taken the wrong way. Take a holiday, take the high road. Take a well-earned break from a heavy load. Take your time, take your place. Now give it all away. We'll be right back.
Let's go. You're happy now, sitting on a cloud. Take this end and shove it in, and move it all around. 'Cause I'm an animal out of control. I love you, I hate you, I'm in between of a little dream. Take the bit and kiss my whip and ride the hump with me. 'Cause I'm an animal out of control. I'm supercharged like bright meteoric gold. It's nothing, let's split the scene. They're drama queens. I'm made of stuff that's hard and tough. No time for pure and clean. 'Cause I'm an animal out of control. I'm horror, I'm terror, I'm black and white. I'm an overbite. I am scribbled on your skin in yellow diglo light. 'Cause I'm an animal out of control. On Virgin EMI and Capitol.
Caller, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm here with my girlfriend.
Hi.
Do you want us to turn our radios down? We already did.
Yeah.
Okay, listen, will you play our song for us?
Well, what is your song?
Love, In a God of the Vida. We belong. What?
What is your love song?
It's,
These are the days I know, I know. These are the days I know. These are the days I know, I know. These are the days I know.
David Hoffner, he works in my dad's store. He's worked here for 12 years. He'll probably work here for more. These are the days I know, I know. These are the days I know. These are the days I know, I know. These are the days I know. Dave Gord, I've known since I was 6. In grade 8, he broke his leg, so we got drunk and sick. These are the days I know, I know. These are the days I know. These are the days I know, I know. These are the days I know. Some of them are Davids,
but most of us are Daves.
They all have their own hands, but they come from different moms. These are the days I know, I know. These are the days I know. These are the days I know, I know. These are the days I know. Dave Jadisky, man, this cat can swing. He weighs almost 50 pounds and he delivers my paper on time. These are the days I know, I know. These are the days I know. These are the days I know, I know. These are the days I know. Dave Capisano, I hardly know him. These are the days I know, I know. These are the days I know. These are the days I know, I know. These are the days I know.
We are the days he knows, he knows. We are the days he knows. We are the days he knows, he knows. We are the days he knows. Some of us are Davids,
but most of us are Davids.
We all have our own hands, but we come from different moms.
These are the days I know, I know.
We are the days he knows, he knows.
These are the days.
Oh, yeah, remember that one? From Kid in the Hall, Bruce McCullough, from his album Shame Based Man. That's the Daves I know. And the things you learn hanging out with rock stars. Don Kerr played drums on that record, and turns out it wasn't always funny recording that record. In fact, it was downright unpleasant. Which, you know, you never know these things until you get one of the members of the band in the van and they tell you the stories. They're pretty good. We should hang out sometime. I'll tell them to you. Before that, we heard Benigni Band, that band that features Don Kerr, of course, as well as Dave Benigni and Paul Linklater and Doug Friesen, all of whom hung out with me on the weekend, and a bunch of you went out to see him. And if you were at the Times Change show, you might have heard them dedicate that song right there to me and christen me the badass of the suburbs. That was Everyday Superstar from the Motherland. And we heard Communism in there, Take Care of Each Other from Get Down, Get Together. You can order that from Zunier Music, Zunier.com. You could have bought it much cheaper had you bought it on the weekend. And some of you did, which is good, because it's pretty terrific. All right, how are we going to segue out of this? Oh, I know. This was dropped today on the social media. Brand new single from one of our local favorites, and it is pretty stellar. This is I've seen our pal do this in concert a couple of times now, and it's definitely been a live favorite. It's good to finally have a recording of it. We can't buy it yet, but it's coming out April 28th. You can preview this song and a couple of others on the old interweb there. It's brand new on Disintegration Records. If you go to disintegrationrecords.bandcamp.com, you can check this out. And it's beautiful. It's brand new from Greg McPherson, but now he's gone by the hipster name Figure Walking. I don't care what he calls himself. If he keeps putting out stuff this great, he can call himself whatever he wants. This is great stuff. The record is called The Big Other, coming out in April. Check this out.
Born to be victorious. simple strings. It's a way to make a living. You gotta keep the flame burning, gotta keep the faith. Bring back human to the human race. Let's empower the poor, give them something to eat. Let's tear down division. Cause I want it all. I want the truth. I want to live my life in the in-between. Break on through, give them something to feel. Truth. Give us something that we could sink our teeth into. Drop a dollar on a song, maybe read a couple books. Get off of your telephone. When there's so much beauty in the people today, you're never gonna see it if you're in the way. And if the singer had something decent to say, well, we might just make it through. I want it all. I want a dream. Don't wanna live my life in the in-between. Break on through. Wife, a few guitars, it's a pretty good life. Out into the world of love and strife, I'll smile and be happy.
That's brand new from Leroy Stagger. Did you recognize that one? That's from his new album, Love Versus. And that's called, it's called that. It's exactly called that. You know what it's called? I Want It All. That's right. It only says it like 10,000 times, Jeff. I Want It All. Yeah. And who doesn't really? Leroy's album looks like it's going to be a stunner. I'm really looking forward to it. And I'd encourage you to head on over to True North Records and order yourself up a copy. It's cheap like borscht. And it'll come to your house and you'll feel good about it because you'll get great new music. And that's what you should do. The technology is doing weird things for me today. Thought you should know. We heard a couple in there, brand new songs. Well, one, I guess we've heard that for a while. We bought the single a while ago. Figure Walking, that's Greg McPherson and Rob Gardner. They call themselves Figure Walking now. They have an album coming out called The Big Other, and we heard Sounds, which you've heard before, and Victorious, which is a just been a stunning part of the live show for a little while now. And I'm so glad that it's coming out in April. Can't wait to hear more of that record. It's going to be terrific. And hopefully there'll be a CD release party or something that we can go to. I know that Figure Walking has done a couple of short sets here and there, but I've missed them. And I do love the G-Max, so, you know, that'd be good. All right, so we got some shows to talk about. Maybe we'll do that in a little bit. You know what? I want to squeeze this in a couple of songs. This really doesn't flow very well at all. But you know, since when does my show? The social media. Sometimes you talk to a friend, and somebody mentions a record that you haven't heard in a while, and you pull it out just you know, because you know. You haven't heard it in a while. And sometimes it just it knocks you out of the park all over again. Such was the case the other day. Our pal Mike June down there, wherever he's living now, down in one of those states, he just finished reading the Robbie Robertson book, which I also read over the Christmas holidays. And, you know, you take whatever Robbie says with a grain of salt. I found it really entertaining. I don't know how much of it I believed, but I liked it. It was a good read. Mike was disappointed, as was I, that the book ends rather abruptly right at the last waltz, which I guess kind of makes sense, I guess, if it's just a book on the band. But, you know, I wanted to know more about the career afterwards. I wanted to know more about how he felt when the band started up again without him. I wanted to know more about how he felt when, a few key members of the band died. I wanted to know all these things. Maybe there's a volume 2 coming. I don't know. It would seem to me that you know, not necessarily everybody would be rushing to buy a separate book with that content in it. You know, the story behind Somewhere Down the Crazy River is probably fascinating, I'm sure, but I don't know if anybody's really jonesing for that. So it would have made more sense in the other book, but what do I know? Nothing. Anyways, my point was Mike June said he wanted to know more about this record, which came out a long time ago. How's that for facts for you? Let me check. 1998, this came out. It's an album called Contact from the Underworld of Red Boy, and it mixes some of Robbie's traditional Aboriginal kind of music with some really funky electronic trip-hop kind of sounds, and I think it's a pretty great record. I really am glad that Mike mentioned it so I could listen to it again, and I thought I'd play a couple of tracks off of it now, including this one, a powerful story told by sort of a legendary figure. We'll let him tell his story. This is Robbie Robertson from the album Contact from the Underworld of Red Boy, and you, lucky listener, are listening to Steel Butthed Radio. Thank you.
You know, we have a million stories to tell. I'm just one of a million or more stories that could be told. lot of nights that I played myself and can't understand why this hell and this terror that I've been going through for 21 years hasn't ended.
Oh,
I know it's not our usual fare here, but I thought it was beautiful. I guess it makes more sense in the context of the whole record, but a couple of songs pulled out of there. You know, I like it. You know, that's all I'm saying. We heard Peyote Healing there, and before that, Sacrifice, the story of Leonard Peltier from Robbie Robertson, from his Contact from the Underworld of Red Boy record. I promise after a break, things are going to get back to what you might expect here on the show. I will play a short break and come back and tell you about some shows that are coming up and, you know, whatever else we can fit in. I will also mention that you lucky people are listening to CJUM 101.5 UMFM at the University of Manitoba.